Good morning. I'm Pastor Alex, one of the pastors here at New Life Church. And if this is your first time, we're just so glad that you are here. We are in a series called Under Construction. And for the past 3 weeks, we kind of took a little detour. Today, we're getting back to it. Okay? Under Construction. And we were talking about how God loves to rebuild something, restore something in our lives. We serve a God who doesn't want to destroy things. He wants to rebuild things. He wants to restore things, remodel things, renew things. That's the good thing about God. He cares about us. He cares how you live. Sometimes life feels like it's all about the bills, man. It's all about paying those bills. And God says He wants us to live above that. But how can you live above that when your rent is due, your car payment is due, it's 3 months behind, and how can you have any peace? Well, God cares about that too. Did you know that when Jesus was on this earth, He talked about money more than anything else? He talked about money more than heaven and hell. Over 2,000 scriptures, verses in the Bible is about money. Why? Why did God incarnate, Jesus Christ, came and talked so much about money? Because that's what we deal with so much. And some of you are like, man, he's going to talk about me giving more money. I am not. I'm going to talk about you getting debt free and how God wants you to be debt free. My wife and I, when we got married, we didn't know nothing about money. And so the biggest problem we had in our marriage that almost teared our marriage apart was money. We got in so much debt, we were over $100,000 in debt. We were driving really nice vehicles. People thought we were very successful. And listen to me, young couples. I want to tell you something. When you get married, everybody starts poor. And that's okay. See, sometimes we get married and we want to have what our parents had. But they've been married for 30 years, for 20 years. Of course they have more. But we want to have so much more. And so we want to impress people who don't like us and who we don't like. Okay, we get so much debt in our life, and it starts destroying us and starts tearing us apart. And God doesn't want us to be in debt. I mean, we had so many arguments, guys. Honestly, the biggest argument we had was about money. You usually have one spender in a family and one who saves in a family, and those two clash. And when we started following God's principles for money in our life, everything changed. You know, sometimes people have this false saying, you know, those rich people, all they think about is money. But the truth is, when you're broke, that's all you think about is money. Isn't it true? When you can't pay the bill, that's when you think about money. So really, now I think less about money than when I didn't have any money. That's the truth, people. And God wants, He cares, Jesus Christ cares for you to have life to the fullest. And sometimes you're like, God, give me peace. God is like, here, there's some principles in the Word. You can be debt free. You know how much more peaceful you will be? For some of you, God wants you to do greater and bigger things in this life. Not just living to pay the bills. How many of you are tired of paying the bills? Yeah, God has more for you than that. And listen, God has, and see, if God told you to do something bigger for Him, you would say no. You know why? Because you're so focused on paying those darn bills. God wants us to be debt-free. Let's read some scriptures. Romans 13:8 says this. Don't run up debts, except for the huge debt of love you owe each other. When you love others, you complete what the law has been after all alone. Okay, wow. In New King James says, don't own man anything but to love them. So here's a command, biblical command that God has for us. Don't owe people money. Let's read another scriptures. Proverbs 22:7 says this. The rich rule over the poor. Isn't that true? And the borrower is servant to the lender. In King James, I think it's a slave to the lender. Did you know that slavery partially came from debt? Slavery came from a few different places. Like when country used to conquer another country, they would take people into slavery. You couldn't do nothing about that. If your country was defeated, tough luck. Thank God we passed the slavery laws in 1800s and 1700s, you know, and now we still have slavery, but it's a different kind of slavery. But in those days, people would become in debt, and that's how they would become slaves. Let me read to you another scripture, guys. First Kings, this is a story, chapter 4, verse 1. It says this: a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord." This is a God-fearing man, but he didn't get the money part. He didn't get the law or principle of money. He was a prophet, but he was bad with money. And listen to what happened. "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves." In Israel at that time, not saying it was right, but people, if you borrowed money and you couldn't pay, they would take your children as slaves. And that's where the Bible says a borrower is a slave to the lender. You see that? It's a mild form. Debt is a mild form of slavery. And if you've ever been in debt, you know what I'm talking about. We hate debt. So does God. Because God says in the first scripture we read, "Owe no man anything but to love him." Don't owe money. And so let's keep reading. Next verse. "So Elisha said to her, 'What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?' And she said, 'Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil.' Then he said, 'Go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few." So get a lot of them. "And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all these vessels and set aside the full ones." So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another vessel." So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your son live on the rest." That's it. That's it. What a story, huh? God doesn't want you to be in debt. That's my topic today. And today I'm going to give you four steps of how to become debt-free. Four steps of how to become debt-free. You know that in our schools, we are taught many different laws. Wouldn't you agree? Like law of gravity, right? That's an unchangeable law. You can predict what the law of gravity is going to do. Like law of thermodynamics, like law of friction, like law of energy. We're taught all these laws that we should know about them, but we're never really going to use them. However, we are not taught the most needed law, and that's law of finance that we're going to use every single day. And that's why so many people in the United States today are living in debt. Did you know that 70% of people in our country live in debt? Did you know that over 600 million credit cards are active today? And how many people do we have in our country? 320 million? We have about 320 million people. We have 600 million open credit cards. Some people have up to 15 credit cards. So there's twice as many credit cards than there's people living in our country. And we're counting babies and everybody. So if we were to divide a credit card, we would all have two credit cards. When people have a credit card, the average is $16,000 per person on credit. $16,000, just credit card. That's not your car payment. That's not your house mortgage. We live in a country that teaches us a lot in school about the things we really don't need. Like God doesn't exist. They really spend time on that part. All right? And how to confuse young students about God and religion and things like that. But they don't teach us the important thing is about money. And so a lot of young people grow up and they struggle and marriages fall apart and relationships fall apart because of debt. And God doesn't want you, as a believer, to be in debt. See, guys, when we break God's laws don't really break. We break on them. If you break the law of gravity does not break. Who breaks? Yep, Humpty Dumpty, yep. When you break the law of relationships, like if you cheat on your spouse, the law never breaks. You break. Your marriage breaks. If you break traffic laws don't break. You break, and your car breaks, and other people get hurt. So laws of God, you can't break them. They break you and me. And that's why if you tried breaking God's law, you know that they break you. And that's why God says, I care about you too much. Don't break this one because you'll break. Don't break this one because you'll break. Don't break this one because you'll break. Amen? God doesn't break when you break his laws. It breaks his heart to see you just suffer. That's what it is. So God wants you to be debt free. If you break the law of finance, listen to me, you will live for the rest of your life serving the mammon instead of God. Are you tired of serving the mammon instead of God? Chasing that dollar? You don't have time to make it to service? You never went on a missions trip in your life and you don't see it happening? Because you're serving the dollar. I can't do it. I can't take a week off. Guys, today I'm going to give you principles, proven principles that set me and my wife and set many other people in this church and will set you free if you follow them. Listen, some of you are like, there's no way I could be debt free. And I know how it feels. Listen, I've been there. I've said it. There's no way I can get $100,000 in debt canceled or paid off. There's no way. There's always the way with God, guys. For God, nothing is impossible. Bible says, for him who believes, nothing is impossible. So it's your thinking. If you think you can't do it with God, by yourself you can't, but you got to factor in God. You got to factor in the creator of the universe, the owner of everything. You got to factor him in. We didn't do it in 8 months without him. We did it with him. And boy, it's so much better to live debt-free than to live in debt. Now, if we need a vacation, we wait till we save some money and then go. Before, it used to be like this. Well, let's put it on credit and then pay it later. See, there's just a mindset. God's laws are almost opposite of what the world says. The world says, do what feels right now and then pay for it later. That's so stupid. Come on. God says, no, do what's right now so you don't have to pay for it later. How cool is that? Listen to what Dave Ramsey says, and this is a guru. This is a guy, and his principles are based on the Bible, but this is the guy who helped us. And I have a book, and we have lots of these books in the lobby. They're $20. This book changed our finances. Guys, I was a tither. I believed God, and I tithed since I was 17. But at about 27, I read this book. And from 17 till 27, I was always broke. So I read this book and started getting out of debt. And since then, we have not been broke. And it feels so good. It just feels so good. Amen. So Dave Ramsey says this. If you will live like no one else, later you can live like no one else. If you live like no one else, later you can live like no one else. Yes, for a while. Guys, we had to write down. My wife made me write everything down that I would spend. So I'd go to McDonald's. I would have to write $5.29 or something. I'd go to the gas station. I would have to write everything in just to find out where's our money going. We had to create a budget. And my wife didn't want a budget. We had this mindset in our family. It was this. We will buy what we want. And then if there's money left, we will pay the bills. Some of us in our family had that mindset. Praise the Lord. And then we had to change that. And I read that book and I was like, I have to have my wife read it with me. And then she didn't want to read it at first because she, you know, when you're young, you think you know it all, you know. And so we read that book and it changed everything. Amen. So God wants us to be that free. God created people to be free. Really. So he could be your master, not money your master. And you're like, money is not my master. I hate money. Well, then why are you in so much debt? Because you love money. We all love money. And so we need to learn these laws of finance. And today, I'm just going to give you a little introduction. But what I want you to do really is take this book and read it with your spouse. I had a young man who got himself in trouble and went to jail for like a year. And he was so broke and so in debt and college loans and car payments and that he an apartment that wasn't fully paid off. And he used to tell me, Pastor, you're preaching about this debt thing, but I don't think I'll ever get out of debt. I'll be 50 or 60 years old before I get out of debt. This man is here today. About a month ago, he came to me and says, Pastor, I'm almost done with my debt. And this has been a year and a half. Almost done with his debt. God's, right? Right? He's right here. I'm not going to name him, but, you know. You can be debt-free. And it's so much better than being in debt. Debt is a mild form of slavery, guys. Bible says a borrower is a slave to the lender. Satan wants you to be in debt. Did you know that? That's why he moves on your desires and says, you want it now. You deserve it now. You're an American. You need it now. And God says, no, you need to trust me and love me now and break your dependence on mammon, on money. And when you do, you'll never have the dependence. You'll always be dependent on me, and I will bless your finances. Satan wants you to live paycheck to paycheck, to live payday to payday, where you don't have enough to live to the fullest. And God says, I have come to give you life to the fullest. So four steps to becoming debt-free. Are you ready? Number one, make a faith decision. I want to be debt-free. Make a faith decision. Now, sometimes people make decision after they pigged out on Famous Dave's. You know how we make weight loss decisions. We go to Famous Dave's. We eat till we can't eat anymore. Then we get that pudding thing, bread pudding with ice cream, right? And then right at the end, when we're almost done eating, we leave that little piece to say, I'm starting a diet. And that's my little beginning. The wrong time to start a diet is after you pigged out, because it's an emotional decision. Sometimes after we spend tons of money in a mall or waste some money at Grand Falls or something like that. Help me out. We suddenly have this holy urge coming in our life. I'm going to start saving money. You know that's emotional. You're not going to feel like that tomorrow. Don't make I'm going to get out of debt decision when you spend your paycheck. You know when the best time to make I'm going to be debt-free decision? When you still have your paycheck. Right there. Right now. Now. After you sin a little bit, you know, you want to say, I need to pray more. Why don't we have more prayer in church? We do. You're just not coming. You're just emotional right now, bro. Right? And so make a decision. And the best time to make a decision when the word of God is preached and faith is active. So today you can make a decision. God, I want to be debt free. And I'm going to do whatever you say to be debt free. The hardest thing we had to do was make the decision. Did you know how much we fought with Tanya? Tanya, come on up here a second. Just come on up here. Yeah, come on up here. Tell us a little bit. Yeah. Tell us, am I telling the truth? Because they're like looking at us. They think we're a perfect couple. And we fight like she's a cat and I'm a dog. You know what that means?
I'm the cat? No, absolutely the truth. And I was the one who was the person in a family who said, let's spend everything and buy whatever we want. And then we'll, if we have enough, we'll pay the bills. And we won't, if we won't have enough, well, you know, we'll borrow, yeah. And so for me personally, I am a spender, and this was super hard. When he told the word budget, I would go just like that $100. I would be like, no, you're not going to put me in box. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to take my fun away. You're trying to take my hair away. You're trying to take my nails away. I know what you're... And I would, and we just couldn't do it for a long time. And then it was the book that we read it together. And basically it said everything he told me, but I was like, oh, that guy's smart. He knows what he's talking about. And yeah, it took us a couple conversations to get that budget. And it was very tight. And for a long time, I'm telling you, I had this thing. I had to go shopping every week. Like, you need. I'm talking about anything, you know, beyond toilet paper and clothes, food shopping. It would be clothes, makeup, whatever. You know, all the stuff that the girls need. And for 8 months, I haven't gone shopping. I went once because I needed a coat. It was a new season, and I gained or lost weight. I don't remember. I want to think that I lost weight. Needed a new coat. That's it. No shopping beyond that. And first couple months, it was so hard. I'm telling you, I was like an addict who was going through those pains. And then, withdrawals. And now I really don't have that need to go shopping. I don't even enjoy it that much. If I have to, I have a list. If I go, I need this and that. I'm not buying anything beyond that. It's such a freedom. So, yes, you're telling the truth.
Tell them what it did, how it took us to make a decision to go debt free. What did it take? I mean, what was our marriage like before?
It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. Marriage was really, really hard. It was just constantly fighting, and there was mistrust, yes. I felt like he was controlling, looking over my shoulder every second, and... Yeah, and then we had that big argument, 4-hour argument in the car. We went to this marriage seminar where they were supposed to help us become better couple. And I think two sessions we were there, and my husband was like, you know what, they're making guys sound bad, like guys the problem in the marriage. I'm not listening to this. And so we went for a drive, and we were driving about 4 hours.
They were seriously beating up the guys, you know. I was like, what kind of marriage... counseling is this?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the conference. And so we went for this 4-hour drive, and we were shouting at each other. He said, and I'm the one who just wants to hide and just say, there's no problem, let's not talk about it, I don't want to fight. And he said, we're not getting out of this car until we resolve everything. And so I was like, you want to resolve it? Fine. And then the clause came out, and 4 hours, I lost my voice, I lost my tears, there was no tears to cry anymore. And then we calmed down, and we're like, okay, so we basically want the same thing. We're fighting about the same thing. I'm fighting because we never have money for anything, and you're fighting because we never have money for anything. So what are we going to do about this? And I think that was our decisive point in our life.
You would think that making a decision that we're going to be debt-free by faith in God was going to be easy. It wasn't. I remember that season. But it's going to tie us up. We're going to have to sell our cars. Like, one of the things, I had to sell my brand new truck that I leased. $36,000 candy red truck. I had to sell it, you know, and just one thing after another. We had to buy, smaller things. We had to stop borrowing. When we decided to be debt free, guys, Tanya's car broke. And she went to the dealer, and they offered her easy $249 payments. Amen? She came on that car to my office. I was working here. And she's like, we can get this for $249. I'm like, but we made a decision. But she's like, but my car broke. And guess what we did? We said, no, we're not going to buy that car. So we went and bought a $1,900 Mazda Protege that was hit in the front a little bit, but it could still drive. The car was so short. She used to have a Lexus SUV, a really nice vehicle. And now we're driving this car that you sit on. It feels like you sit on the ground. And every single rock is hitting the bottom of the thing. You feel it like, oh, what's going on? And it's smoked oil, right? So you can smell the oil inside all the time. Got that and drove it for 2 years. I told a story. She got invited to preach at a women's gala in Minneapolis, and she drove, and these are the rich ladies there, and they're all driving Range Rovers, Lexuses, and Mercedes, and BMWs, and she comes in, the main speaker, a wife of a business owner, and a pastor, and she's driving this Mazda pukey color. It was a sacrifice, guys. You think it's good? That's why making this decision that by God's grace, by faith, we're going to be debt free. It's not fun. But you have to decide that you will live like no one else, so later you can live like no one else. Amen. In all those years, guys, we were working hard, making a lot of money, but we would never go on vacation. Never enough money. Since then, you know how many vacations we took? I lost count. How many mission trips I went on? I lost, I can count those. But yeah. Amen. I didn't lose count of that. But amen. So make a faith decision that God wants me to be debt free. Owe no man anything, Bible says, but to love him. Don't owe people. That's what God wants you to be, free. Second, are you ready for the second point? Save first before you start paying your debt. Dave Ramsey says, have an emergency fund before you start paying off your debt. Why? Because imagine you blow a tire in your car and it's $350. Or you blow a transmission. You will go back to the credit cards. But if you have an emergency fund, and Dave Ramsey says that if you have $1,000 emergency fund, that if something happened, you don't have to freak out. You don't have to get angry and like, what are we going to do? Oh, no, you have the money, emergency fund. So he says, have about $1,000 in emergency fund. And some of you are like, how am I going to do that? How am I going to get $1,000 in emergency fund? Well, have you ever thought about spending less? What? I don't have enough to spend the way it is. I'm barely making it. That's what we said. That's what we said. Whenever you're in debt, it feels like you're trapped. It's like every penny is counted for. But that's not true. We used to have cable TV. And so when we decided to get out of debt, guess what we did? Got rid of cable TV. Some of you are like, don't touch my TV. Hey, honey, close your ears, please. Had to get rid of our TV for $50 or whatever. Not TV, but you know, had to get an antenna, big long things to watch TV. Amen. We had to cut down on a restaurant going out. We love to go out and still do now, but now we can afford it. But before we had to cut it up, you know, we couldn't go. And oh boy, we would be watching the bank account statement every day. I would go in. Tanya, why did you go to Taco Bell? Well, kids were hungry. Blah, blah, blah. We're trying to get debt free. She would go to my account. Why did you do this? Well, I needed it, you know. We kept each other accountable. Guys, it's going to take sacrifice for a short period of time of your life. Like I said, it took us about 8 months to maybe the most a year to get out of debt. But since then, we have been living. We've been married for 15 years. So about seven years, we have been living debt free. And boy, it's good. Oh, it's good. Pastor, why are you preaching on this unspiritual topic? Preach that God wants to bless me. This is preaching that God wants to bless you. People perish, Bible says, because of ignorance. But God says, my people perish. Many of you are struggling today. And you know what? You're like, Pastor, just say something nice. I am. God really loves you, so he wants you to know this stuff. Amen. So start a $1,000 emergency fund. How do I do that? You might have to pick up a part-time job. Uh-oh. Yeah. Your dog might have to do paper route or something. I don't know. Do a garage sale. There's a thing called Craigslist. Maybe you have some stuff in storage. And a lot of Americans have things in storage. Young people, listen to me. If you're not in debt, you need to listen to this message more than those who are. Because you think, you know, in my 20s, I knew it all. The old people were stupid. Until I was that old person, and now in debt and up to my ears. Okay? Do a garage sale or Craigslist. Sell something at Craigslist. Why is your garage so full? Why is your storage? Why are you paying for storage? And you're in debt? Sell that stuff. Get rid of storage. What, $40 a month you're paying for that? Another option, and this is not popular, but on every Friday in our city, there's a food giveaway at Lions Fairground. And some of you are like, oh, no, I can't do that. That's for the poor. Well, you are the poor right now. You're in debt, you know. Go and get some free food. Well, no, I can't. That's below me. No, just go and get it till you get out of debt, and then maybe you can, you know, contribute to that when you're out of debt. I mean, you got to get out of debt. That's what it's for. Don't be too proud to get out of debt. Uncomfortable, awkward. Give up something. I see people always broke, but they're never broke to get another tattoo. They're never too broke to go to another concert and get front row seats. I'm like, how much did that cost you? And you're always broke. Pastor, I need help. Well, hold on. How is it that... Don't judge me. Not saying tattoo is wrong. It's your personal conviction. Bible really doesn't say much about that. That's on you. Whatever you do with that, that's on you. Okay? But I'm saying is, if you're broke, maybe you should skip that. Okay? Maybe you should not go to a casino when you're broke. You know, maybe use that money to, but what if I make it, hit it big? What if I hit it big? You know, we always have that dream. Save. Save. Number three. After you get that $1,000 or $500 or $600 or $800, whatever it is, your emergency fund, start paying your debt off. Number one, pay the smallest debt first. Pastor, what about that debt cancellation in the Bible? It's true, there's debt cancellation in the Bible, but we don't live in a society that cancels debt. Amen? If you own money on credit card, you're going to have to pay it. If you own a student loan, you can't escape from that. You can work with a credit company to cut your debt. You can even work with a hospital to cut your debt in half or even completely cancel it, but not the student loan. They won't budge. The government is the worst slave master, if you know what I mean. But the truth is, guys, the Bible says that we should pay our debt. I had a person come to me and say, Pastor Alex, should I make bankruptcy, declare bankruptcy? And I'm like, how much do you owe? And he says, like $5,000 or $6,000, something like that. I'm like, no, pay it off. What do you mean? You know the kind of control they have over your life when you declare bankruptcy? I've spoke to people. They watch everything you do. You can't even go to the bathroom without government knowing. So pay off your debt. Start with the smallest to the largest. And it's called a snowball effect. Let's read Psalm 37:21. It says this, the wicked borrow and never repay, but the godly are generous givers. So God says, if you borrow money, repay it if you can. If you can work out a deal. I know a friend of mine, he went to the hospital and he didn't have insurance. And the bill was like $100,000. Yeah. And guess what? He went there and talked to them, and there was a grant or something like that, and somebody paid a whole $100,000. All because he went in and asked. He's not the only one. I've heard this stories many times. So you can go and ask. If you have a credit card debt, go to the credit card company and ask them if they can cut it for you. Amen. If you have, collection companies calling you, did you know that they can cut your debt? If you are really nice to them and go meet with them and say, hey, help me out. They can cut your debt. Yes, they can hold the interest. Yeah. So guys, there's ways. You just have to be active. Faith is active. If you say, God, I want to be debt free, but I won't do anything about it. Faith without works is dead. Start paying smallest to the largest. Snowball effect. Guys, we got addicted to paying off debt. And one after another, we started paying it off. And it just got exciting. We started believing, wow, we can pay this off and this off and this off and sell this thing. We don't need this thing. You know, give this car back right there. Buy a cheaper car. We don't have payments anymore. And boy, it just felt so good. And now people who struggle, and I feel for you because I've been there, but there is a way out. There is a way out. Number four, live like no one else. God wants you to be debt-free so you can live like no one else. So you can give like no one else. So you can be blessing to other people. You always said, I love to give. I want to give. I want to go on missions trips. I want to take my family on vacation. I want to help the poor. I want to use my money to reach the kingdom of God. Meaning, I want to get a lot of people saved. But I just don't have any money, Pastor. In our church, interesting thing is that about 30% of people give. Only 30%. So when we talk about money at the church, we're not talking to new people. And we're not talking to those who give already. But 70% in our church never give nothing. And I know why. Because 70% of people in America are in debt. They're living paycheck to paycheck. And God wants to set you free. One of the blessings of Abraham, we studied this on Wednesday night, was, and I will bless you, God says to Abraham, and make you a blessing. And all the people in your lineage will be blessed through you. So the blessing of Abraham is, because we are now children of Abraham through faith in Jesus Christ, has fallen on us, guys. God wants you to be debt-free. God wants you to be so blessed so you can give to others. Amen. Somebody needs to get excited about that. One of the things God will do in your life, he will take you through a construction process until you get it. And we didn't do this debt thing until it was really painful. Until it was like, I didn't trust Tanya about money. I just totally, guys, our marriage was just, you know when there's no trust? There's this suspiciousness. There's like, what credit card did she get that I don't know about? I need to come home first so I can look in a mailbox. That's how bad it was. Listen to me. You know what I'm talking about. That's why so many of you feel uncomfortable. You're shutting me off. If you live now like no one else, later you can live like no one else. That's your choice. God has a way for you to go, and that's debt-free. Now you can choose God's way, or you can choose to. And see, being in debt is not a sin, but it sucks. And God knows that it's painful, it hurts, it causes a lot of stress, anxiety, fear, steals peace from you. So he says, just do it my way. Owe no man anything. Owe nobody nothing except to love him. The only thing I owe you is to love you. And that feels good. Amen. Were you blessed by this message? Whew, it's done with. All right, next week will be something different. But one of the hardest messages for me to preach is on debt and money. Because people get funny when you talk about money. Yeah, some people are like, I don't need this. I don't need this. I know this all. And they're all, everybody needs God, yeah. I'm going to pray for you. And today I want to have you make a decision. You can ask God in this atmosphere of faith, God, help me be debt free. I want to be debt free. And he'll do it. Now, he won't do it for you. He'll do it with you. Remember what Jesus says, I come to give you life. You're like, I don't know how it's possible. Well, it's impossible for man, Jesus said, but with God, all things are possible. So with God, you can do this. If we did it, you can do it. If thousands of people did it, and there's thousands of testimonies, especially in this book, there's lots of testimonies, you can do it. And God wants you to be debt free so you can live like no one else is living. Amen. Close your eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your people. I ask you to hear their prayers, to hear their cries, come in into their midst, help them get debt free, because that's your will for them. Father God, I pray that your power of grace will work in them, will work through them. And I believe that we will get many testimonies in a year of time of how you set them free, God, from this debt slave master, so they can use the money to serve you and not serve the money and not serve the mammon, but they can live for you. They can do whatever you tell them to do with their money, because they're the master of their money, not the other way around. I thank you for the grace. I thank you for the anointing that's in this place to set the captives free. And those who are in debt, you are setting them free this morning in Jesus' name. I come against every fear and doubt that says that they can't do it. They can do it because they got you on their side, the creator of the universe, the owner of everything. Help us, Lord. We ask you in Jesus' name. And we declare that it's done. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Clap your hands and bless God.